Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as usual, for those who are in the LA area, our call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, everywhere else, including right here in the absolutely beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. Now, things are going to work a little bit differently today. My very, very dear friend and backup person and personal goddess of efficiency, producer Kina, is out of the studio today. And, you know, send some good thoughts out to her. She's attending the funeral of a family member. And I know that everyone wishes her the absolute best and comfort in this kind of difficult and hard time for her. So I will be opening up the chat room actually after the show. So if you would like to log in or chat on anything or ask me any questions afterwards, I will open it up and you can log in then. So, for today, what if every choice that you made was the right choice? What if you knew without any doubt that no matter what you chose your actions to be, that I know that for most, and you know, in my own personal case, one of the things that is the constant question is this the right choice for me? Is this action the right choice for, well, not only me, but for my loved ones? And I think that that's a very cool thing, that is a question. As long as you want to be able to make the right choice for, you know, the greater good of all things, you know that you're really in a good space, and you're in a good place. The question becomes when you're no longer concerned if your choices affect others in a good way or a bad way. That would be another show. We're going to focus on envisioning what if you knew that every choice you made was the right choice. Now, normally, we decide on whether or not a choice was either a good choice or a bad choice. That's decided based upon the result of the choice. And it's usually the fairly immediate result of the choice. Gee, I think that I can make it to my destination, and I have very little gas, but I'm pretty sure I can make it. So I am choosing to go past the gas station and go right where I need to go. Well, that is a pretty immediate response. Either you're going to make it to where you're going, or you are not, and you're going to end up by the side of the road waiting for AAA, and saying, wow, that was not the best choice I could have made. And I have been there myself. And in fact, some of you may remember, I actually did a radio show from the side of the road where I had ran out of gas. So, when we look at things that have a very immediate reaction, and we can tell right away if that choice was something that brought us unhappiness or whether it brought us happiness. A lot of times the choices aren't quite so clear, and the outcome of it may not be quite so immediate. It could be, well, I want to choose whether or not I go to college or whether I go into the workforce. It could be a choice of marrying one person or marrying a different person or not marrying anybody. Our life is filled with a pretty much unending string of choices. It's either, you know, like the old exams, it's either true or false, or it's multiple choice. And there's always the dreaded essay question, which is subjective. So the idea that we have an opportunity to create our universe and our world and our relationships in the way that we want to, and the way we create it is based on what we choose. Now, often I have people who will ask me a lot of times, you know, and as I've said before, there's sometimes I get like an intuitive hit on things, and I at no point state that I am a psychic. It's just every once in a while I'll get an intuitive hit, and I'll pretty much refer to it as that. Often people will ask me, what's going to happen? What will happen if they make a particular choice? And that is a very tricky place to go. Because let's say someone asks, well, I don't know whether or not I should take this job. What should I do? Which in the first case, that's kind of surrendering part of the process. And you, ultimately what I usually tell people is you should do what you feel is right. You should do what you feel your gut instinct is telling you. And sometimes it's really hard to trust the gut instinct. I know, I've been there. And when you make that decision, all right, I've decided I'm going to take this particular job, and you go for the job, and it turns out not to be what you wanted it to be. It turns out to be unpleasant, or it turns out that, you know, it's not something that you enjoy. And then you go, oh, man, I made the wrong choice. Not necessarily. Often our choices lead us to places where we can learn something. We either learn this is an outcome I like or this is an outcome I dislike and I'm not going to do that again. If you choose to eat an entire cheesecake by yourself, okay, that is a choice. Most would probably say, all right, that is a bad choice, unless you're some sort of competitive eater. Then, hey, it's a part of your training. But for the most of us, for most of the population, eating an entire cheesecake by yourself is probably a bad idea. And the idea that we will call it a bad idea, the only reason we call it that is because of the consequences of it. The consequences are a stomach ache, elevated blood sugar, a swing in your insulin responses. If you do have issues with diabetes, that's a really, really not good choice. And the main thing we deal with are the consequences of our choices. The choice, making the choice is a split second. You can make a choice in less than a minute that can have effects that could last years in your life. It's not as much about the choice itself. It's about the consequences of the choice. And taking a look at consequences. What are our relationships with consequences? If it's an immediate consequence that does not please us and creates dissonance in our lives, okay, does that make the choice itself a bad one? Well, we'd have to be able to look ahead. What happens as a result of that choice? Let's say it's a choice to tell someone that you don't like something that they're doing. And this is someone that's close to you, and it's not an easy thing, but you really feel like you have to tell them something that they need to hear. Now, making that choice sets off consequences. It may take less than a minute to tell somebody about themselves. And it may be that that person decides that they're going to be very upset with you, and then they make the choice that they're not going to speak to you for a year. And it creates this hard place in the relationship. And maybe the person is very resentful. Maybe they go and tell a whole bunch of other people bad things about you. So the whole thing, it sets off a chain reaction of consequences after the initial moment of choice. And so somebody might look at that situation and go, wow, you chose to say something and it created all of this negative stuff and wow, that was such a bad choice to make because you decided to do this and now, you know, everybody's angry at each other. Well, yeah. And let's say the person doesn't speak to you. And in the process of that, that may have been something that in their hearts they were waiting for somebody to say to them. And while the old adage about shooting the messenger, yes, you know, the person who says it is the one who gets blamed, that may set off something in them to create a change in their lives that may be very, very important. Maybe they go to complain to somebody else, well, you know, this person said this to me. And that person may say, well, you know, it is kind of true, which suddenly gives everybody else the opening that maybe they weren't brave enough to make the comment. And then it becomes, this person comes back and says, you know what, when you said that to me, I was really upset and I really hated you for it. And I really want to thank you because it allowed me to view myself in a different way. And now I'm able to be a happier person. So it is really hard to tell whether a choice is, you know, is going to have a positive outcome, because it may be the positive outcome is going to be further down the road. When we make a choice, and like I said, we can make a choice in a heartbeat. It can just take a single moment. And the effects can last weeks, months, years, or the rest of your life. And that's okay, because that choice may end up having an effect that creates something really positive and really wonderful. If you know in your heart that what you choose is the best choice you know to make, and if that choice is honestly in your most authentic heart what you believe to be the best option for all concerned, then that's what you need to go with. In your heart, you believe that your choice could be hurtful to somebody for no particular reason. I mean, if it's just, yes, you can choose to say something to someone that will be hurtful, but in the end, it's what they need to hear. It's something positive for them. That's okay. If you're just hurting to hurt, and, you know, because you're hurting and you're going to lash out and hurt somebody else, well, that teaches too. That allows people to learn something too. It's just a matter of deciding, do these consequences exceed what I consider I can live with? And everybody is free to make whatever choices they want. And sometimes you're going to go out, you're going to make a choice, and it's just going to, yeah, set things off terribly, and people are going to be hurt. And if in your heart you understand, okay, I get that I'm going to be, this is going to hurt a lot of feelings, and I feel like I need to do it anyway, well, then you got to do what you got to do. Then that, don't be upset if other people, the consequence is other people are really upset and irritated and are angry with you. If you're willing to accept the consequences, you know, in a good spirit and say, you know what, I hear what you're saying, I understand, I'm sorry that you were hurt, that was not my intention. And then let it go at that. Maybe they forgive you, maybe they don't. The thing is that you consider, okay, what are the best consequences, what are the worst consequences, and am I willing to live with both? So the idea of the relationship between choice and consequence, you know, it really, you could make a very huge choice and then it turns out it's got a fairly minimal consequence. Or you can make what you feel is a tiny choice and yet it can set off something that ends up, you know, exploding bigger than you thought it would ever be. So your perception of the choice may not necessarily be someone else's perception of the consequences that are appropriate to it. So keep that in mind. And as you go through what it is that you choose, just be able to say, well, if I could do it again, and keeping in mind, you can only know what you know. You can't know everything. You may make a choice based on the information you have, and maybe the information you have is incomplete. And therefore, the choice goes in the direction you didn't expect. So as you look at your confidence in making a choice, understand that there's always going to be variables that maybe you don't know of at the time. But if you can go back and say, you know what, knowing what I knew, if I had it to do over again, I would probably do the same thing. Anybody can say, well, if I knew then what I know now, that would be a fairly interesting world if we all could just go back in time and, oh, nope, I'm going to apply the knowledge that I have now to that situation. Because frankly, if you knew then what you know now, you wouldn't have been in that situation. And the saying, hindsight is 20/20. We can always look back and see the things that we could have done differently. The important part is knowing that what you learned from this particular situation will allow you to make other decisions in the future. So whether it's a job question, whether it's a travel question, whether it's a relationship question, there is almost nothing that has more up-in-the-air choices in it than questions about relationships. Is this the right person for me? Am I meant to be with this person? Does this person really love me? Can I trust this person? Each step in a relationship, especially when it's first starting out, is a matter of choosing really what it is you feel inside. If there's something about the relationship that you feel inside may not be quite right, you need to listen to that. If everybody's telling you that a relationship is wrong, and yet in your heart, you can go, you know what? I choose this relationship. Then that is your choice. And you're also choosing the consequences that come with it. Each and every one of us will find times in their lives when we're in the I told you so moment. And more than likely, we're the ones saying it. We will say, man, I knew something told me that I shouldn't have gone in that direction, and yet I chose it anyway. Well, then that's a lesson to listen to your gut. So whether or not, you know, your relationship, your job, your family situation, your personal situation, no matter what it is, whatever you choose, you know, think about it, decide what you want to do, get the advice that you trust to get, and then make your choice. If it still goes badly after that, well, then you were meant to learn something from it. And then it's about making the impact of it as minimal as possible. And take the time and practice deciding that it's okay just to choose randomly. Sometimes I consider the ability to choose very much like exercising a muscle. And being a doctor means that I am constantly dealing with people who make choices and the after effects and consequences of those choices. Well, I really thought that I could lift that bag of cement. Well, that was a choice. And the consequences of the choice was a lot of physical pain and some damage. So the idea is that, okay, you've learned that lifting a bag of cement alone creates a particular consequence. It's not bad, it's not good, it just is a consequence. Taking the judgment out of the result, removing the shame, blame, guilt from the result, because, you know, as much as something could have gone badly, there may have been just a little bit of a different scenario where it could have gone tremendously well. So try to remove that, you know, that self, I told you so, or they told me and I didn't listen, and, you know, or feeling like you have to defend your choices. No, what you choose is what you choose. And if it doesn't go the way that you had hoped it would go, well, then be prepared to look at it, say, okay, what can I learn from this? And what is it that I could change next time? I can't do anything about that choice, but I can make other choices to move forward from this point. So have fun with choices. It's not always that, oh my gosh, intense, horrible thing. Go out at some point, and maybe you're driving, and decide, make it, you know, schedule like a road trip day, make sure you've got plenty of gasoline or whatever. And my friends and I used to do this game, and for those of you who used to play Dungeons and Dragons, there were dice of different size, and there was like this little four-sided dice. It was like a little pyramid. And we'd get in the car, and we'd drive, and we'd roll. As soon as we were coming up to an intersection, we would roll that dice. One meant go to the left. Two meant go straight ahead. Three meant go to the right. And four meant go make a U-turn and go back the way we came. And that is like this amazing way to really surrender to just, okay, what would happen if? And, you know, we all knew that, you know, if something did go wrong or whatever, if we got lost, we could eventually find our way back. Worst case scenario, we were going to get lost and we would call somebody and say, hey, get out a map. Or we'd pull out our own maps. And maybe now if you've got smartphones, so you can just like plug yourself in and it'll tell you where to go. Even simple little changes, simple little choices. A restaurant that you've never been to, choose to go to it. Listening to music that you normally don't listen to. Going to a political rally that you would normally not go to. It is amazing how when you take moments to make little shifts and little choice changes, you know, I mean, this is just practicing. One time I was on a bus and I just decided that I had a coin in my hand and, you know, I wasn't going anywhere in particular. I just kind of gotten on the bus and, you know, was just kind of riding around because I wanted to see where I could get to from the bus. So I flipped a coin as we would come up to any, you know, like major stop, and I would just flip the coin to see if I got off the bus. That is kind of scary when you first do it because it feels like you're surrendering your part of your conscious will. I encourage you to practice things like that. Just random practice and allow yourself to realize, okay, if I didn't like the result of the choice, if I flipped the coin and I got off the bus and there was nothing really around there that I was interested in, I knew that I could catch the next bus. I knew that I could call up a friend and say, hey, you know, come pick me up. So, you know, I mean, I wouldn't do this in the middle of the night or, you know, in dangerous areas. But just in general, if you, you know, if you're walking through a mall, just pick a number in your head and say, okay, I picked the number 5, the 5th store that I walk up, I walk past, I'm going to go in and look around, just for the randomness of it. We work very hard to organize our lives, to line things up, to make things in a particular way, to create a particular outcome. It can be really empowering sometimes to just get a little bit random in your life. Whatever you choose, it's neither good nor bad. It's just simply a choice. It's the consequences that define whether it was a good choice or a bad choice. And when you look at the consequences, there's the immediate consequences and the long-term. We can't really see the long-term consequences. I've talked to many, many people who tell me about choices that they've made in their lives that they said, I had no idea that it would create the scenario that happened. I never meant for that to happen. And no, you didn't. And I believe them when they say that. And they don't know if further down it's going to create something positive. Everything ultimately finds balance. And whether, you know, maybe you're making health choices, and the choices you make are neither good or bad. They just are. It is the consequences of the choices, the eating habits, the exercise habits, the lifestyle habits. Consider all of these things just choices. And be prepared to live with the consequences. If you're not sure what the consequences are, then speak to a professional. Speak to a health professional. That's why they always say when you're planning to start an exercise regime or a weight loss program, talk to your doctor. Because what that does is it allows someone with a certain set of knowledge to let you know, okay, here are the possible consequences that you could encounter based on your situation. And by allowing that extra information, you go, oh, okay, yep, I hear you. Thanks, doc. Then you decide your consequences, which consequences you're willing to live with. And depending on what your goals are, there may be certain consequences that you can live with. It's like, well, I guess I'm going to have to give up, you know, sugar, or maybe you're going gluten-free. And you decide, wow, you know, I'm going to that wedding and now I can't have any cake, or, you know, there's different events and, you know, wow, I can't eat anything with gluten in it. No, you just choose not to. And I always find it interesting when somebody says, well, I can't do this because of this. It's like, well, no, technically you can. You're physically capable of it. You just choose not to. And when it becomes that place of, no, it's not that I can't, I just choose this. That is really empowering wording. Try to incorporate as much empowering wording as you can. Because what that does is it allows you more that your choice is, in fact, your choice. You have the right to make it. So consider that every choice you make is the right choice. And consider the consequences of that choice. It may be minimal or maximal, but whatever it is that you choose, choose it based on what's best in your heart. And if it does go badly, then learn from it. Either way, the choice is yours. So thank you for joining me. And we will be back next week, and producer Kina will be back. I'll be opening up the chat room right after the show. And so if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can log them in then. We will be back next Thursday at 2 o'clock. And if you have any questions or would like to know more about me, you can check out my website at www.the-healing-house.com. And you can also email me, healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. So, once again, I would like to ask you all to put out good thoughts for Kina and her family in this, you know, really very sad time for them. And my thoughts and blessings with each one of you. I mean, those of you who are going through a difficult time, those of you who are having trouble choosing, talk to the people you trust. Take it to whatever higher power you go with and that, you know, that you lean on. And then make the right choice in your heart. Because either way, you know, it will either work well or not, but you're going to learn something. So, blessings to you all. Take care, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.